Good afternoon. This is Anthony Davis, Director of Pennebont FC. Welcome to the Pennebont Audio Boom, sponsored by Acorn Recruitment, Wales's leading recruitment specialist. Good afternoon, Reese.
Afternoon.
Hard game. How do you think it went?
Yeah, extremely tough game. Obviously, we're 2-0 down at half time, even though Goitrogs were down to 10 men. So, extremely tough game, but I thought we bounced back second half and got the 3 points, and I thought it was an extreme effort from the lads second half, and a lot of confidence shown.
Do you think that game was one that we won through the way that you changed things tactically during the half time?
It wasn't so much tactical changes, it was a change of mindset by the players, because I felt that first half we were almost a bit scared to play. Same was could be said of last week as well. We could have played a bit more, so we just let the reins off. We encouraged them to play, and the players are very good players, technically very sound. So we said, go out there, play, move the ball more, and use the space. Obviously, with them being down to 10 men, and we did that.
What I thought that we had a lot of fitness. We showed a lot of commitment throughout the. Is that all because of the hard work that's been done pre-season?
Pre-season has been one of the harder ones that I've seen done and done myself, but also we work really hard throughout the week, and the tempo is extremely hard. New players like James Dickinson has passed comment on how hard we work in training, but the players have really been dedicated to everything I've asked of them, and I can't speak highly enough of them.
I don't think we went up here before, so it's a sweet victory for many reasons, because it does allow us to keep the pressure on right at the top of this table, and that is going to be one of the challenges for this season.
Yeah, I've never won here. I don't think Pennebont have ever won here. We've been here twice and lost 3-0 twice, I think, and if I'm honest, we've deserved to lose. So today, if we'd lost, I don't think we would have deserved to lose. I didn't think we would deserve to be down at half time, even though we weren't at our best. So full credit to the players again. 2-0 down at half time showed real character, and we passed comment at half time. Next goal will win this game.
Well, I'd like to make another comment. I thought that we had a lot of young players either on the bench who played or started the game. Again, they're showing well, and that helps our depth, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we have got some good young players at the club. Liam Williams started the game today. Shows a lot of tenacity, a lot of endeavour. I'd hate to play against him because he doesn't leave you alone, and he did a good job for us today, and the future of any club has got to be in part their young players, so we're really keen on that. But at the same time, our experienced players today were superb, likes of Kane Owen, Kieran Howard, Sam Roden was very good again, and Reece Wilson in goal. So and I'd like to also pass comment on James Dixon's assist coming off the bench.
Well, it's 3 points, and it was 3 points that keeps us right up there at the top of the table, and that pressure remains for the rest of the season. Do you think that that's something our players can cope with?
This is one of the grounds I earmarked at the start of the season. If we can win there and change our fortunes there, as well as one or two other grounds, then it'll be a change of mindset for us and show that we can go to the more difficult places. For me, this is the most difficult place in the league to come. Sean Wharton, their manager, gets them very organised. He's the type of manager you want to play for, so they'll be motivated. And we've managed to get 3 points here after making it difficult for us. So I'm over the moon with the players.
Okay, thank you very much. That's the Pennebont Audio Boom, sponsored by Acorn Recruitment, Wales's leading recruitment specialist.